All right. What's up, cheap seaters? It's Nick.
And Adam.
Hey, how's it going? Welcome to episode 5 of Cheering from the Cheap Seats. How's it going, bud?
I am fantastic. Probably that's my go-to word.
Well, kind of makes sense, though. See, we're a sports program. You're fantastic. We'll be here all week.
Okay. And the ridiculousness has started.
Hey, we've already started, and we're not even 45 seconds in.
I don't know if anybody has listened to the bonus episode yet, but if you notice any difference in audio quality, I have accidentally murdered my laptop, so we're recording on our phones for the time being, so
yeah,
bear with us.
We apologize for the audio drop-off. We're still getting through pretty clear, but yeah. You know, we can kind of tell the difference. I'm sure you guys can probably tell the difference too, but as long as you guys are here with us and you can understand what we're saying, and yeah, I think we're okay. We'll be okay for the time being.
Yep.
Yeah, so this is probably the way we're going to have to do it until we get the laptop fixed or figure something out. So.
Yeah, so turns out that laptops don't like coffee beans spilled all over them. That tends to make them go bye-bye.
I never would have guessed. Yeah, like, so. I thought laptops were like strong coffee drinkers.
Yeah, I don't know. Turns out they're not. So,
what kind of coffee was it?
Just cheap coffee from Ollie's that I got for like like 40 for like $5, 40 K cups for $5.
See, that's what the problem was. You should have went to Starbucks. Should have spilled some Starbucks on, and it might be okay now.
Maybe.
Anyways, before we get to the topic, we're just, you know, completely discussing crappy coffee versus good coffee. We'll swerve it back onto our actual topic for this week. So, we don't do a weekly basis. We're sorry. 2 weeks ago, we did our favorite sports moments. That was our sports moments live, and that was either something that we've seen in person or we had seen on TV. So if you have not checked out that episode, definitely go back and listen to it. We rambled on for a good hour and 45 minutes.
Longest episode yet. But it's hard when you're trying to talk about, you know, your favorite moments, you know.
Well, especially yeah, since you and I have been sports fans for almost our entire lives and have, you know, 20-some years to try to look back on and, pull from. So, yeah, it's going to be quite a bit.
Yeah, and even though it was our longest one, I think that goes into that. That's my favorite episode we've done so far. Yeah, talking about that's my favorite topic.
I had a good time about it. Yeah. I had a good time with it. Let me try that again. So that's what we did a couple weeks ago. So going with our plan, we are back to another review episode this time around. And today we will be reviewing the Kannapolis Cannonballers, who are the Low A East. God, I cannot remember the whole, minor league baseball change. Yeah, just completely threw me off. But
affiliate for?
They are the White Sox.
Okay. So they're the same chain as Dash and
the Charlotte Knights. Yeah.
Okay.
So surprisingly, the Chicago White Sox have all their minor league teams in North Carolina except for their Double A team, which is in Alabama.
Birmingham Barons, I believe.
Yes. Sounds right.
I only know that from playing MLB The Show.
I only know that from Space Jam. Michael Jordan was playing for the Barons in Space Jam. We'll be reviewing the Kannapolis Cannonballers today, the Low A East team, I think, to the Chicago White Sox. But before that, I guess we'll do our little today in the sports world kind of a bit and talk about anything that might interest us. Would you like to go first today?
Sure. Cue nondescript Sports Center music.
I don't got anything today. I forgot what noise I made for last time.
So, Bert will lead off with a debate that we had at lunch today. So
yeah, right in the middle of work.
So Cam Newton, love him or hate him, I feel like most people hate him.
Especially nowadays,
for whatever reason. But it was cut by the Patriots last week or the week before, within the past
it's been the last couple weeks, yeah.
I don't know what everybody says is due to COVID reasons. Like maybe he didn't understand protocols. I don't know. Whatever. But so my question to Nick was, because him being a Washington fan,
yep,
Ron Rivera being the head coach,
uh-huh,
and their backup being Taylor Heinicke.
Yep.
Shoot, even their starter being Ryan Fitzpatrick, who you never know who you're going to get.
True.
So would you want Cam Newton signed to the Washington football team?
To be the starter or to be the backup?
Either. Starter.
Starter, no.
So he gives no more wins than Ryan Fitzpatrick does.
Not the Cam nowadays. All right, see my problem with Cam is, he was never a prolific thrower.
No, he did have a strong arm, not most accurate, but no, he could sling it.
But what was Cam known for? He was known because he could rush.
Mm-hmm.
That's what
he was just big and tall and strong. Like
yes,
sure.
But see, Cam can't even rush nowadays.
Yes,
that's what gets me. Is
he that we've seen?
Yes, exactly. I think last year proved that he just doesn't have it in him anymore. All the rushing and all the hits that he's taking, I think, just have caught up to him. So now you're telling me that if we sign Cam Newton, then I have to deal with a more pocket passer Cam Newton? No.
So even if he gets back to the same coach he had, where he had a success, his MVP season, went to the Super Bowl, and probably a lot of the same coaching staff, and they can get into almost the same kind of system, he couldn't.
Didn't Rivera have him rushing quite a bit too?
Yeah, but I'm just saying, so could Rivera not get him back to that Cam?
No, because you have to rely on Cam throwing the ball. That's something he doesn't do anymore. It's the fact that he's never been a good, straight up pocket passer. Like, he's never been able to do it. Ever.
There's valid arguments. Okay. Backup quarterback.
Backup, see.
To replace.
I would be more. I'd be more okay as him with, or as, I'd be more okay with him as a backup. But one problem I have with him as a backup is what happens if we keep Fitzpatrick and he either gets hurt, which he has done before, or he just starts playing crappy, which is probably what's going to happen. And then what happens is you have to have Cam as your starter. And then we're going back to the fact that I don't trust Cam to win you any games nowadays. To me, I feel like I'd be more okay. Like, I don't want Heinicke gone. I feel like Heinicke showed enough promise to earn a spot on the team last year in the playoffs when he started the playoff game against Brady. Yeah. I feel like he did okay. I feel like, is he the future? Probably not. But at least he's going to play with a little bit more of a drive. Cam, I just don't trust Cam nowadays.
I just don't think we've had 100% healthy Cam for, I don't know, since the year before he was released by the Panthers. Like, that last season with the Panthers, he was on track. Like, he was having a better season than his MVP year, the first five games, and then he got hurt. But they took so long to shut him down and just worsened whatever that they just kept letting him throw, and he couldn't throw the ball 10 yards by the end of, and they finally shut him down, but it was way too late. And I worry that they maybe done some permanent damage.
Yeah, I just, and it pains me to say it. I think Cam could be better than some of the guys that are actually starting nowadays, but at the same time, it's like this is the same guy that threw for a whole 84 yards in a complete game last year. I think it was 84. It was 80 something. Yeah. Like that was his whole yardage for a whole game last year. Mm-hmm. He didn't even hit 100 yards in a game.
No.
Do you know how hard it is not to hit 100 yards in a football game as a quarterback?
Well, I guess this is just... I don't know if I'm willing to die on this hill, but I'll always be having to defend Cam. But that's just me. I'm a Cam fan. And I don't hold that against you.
I just don't...
I get it. I know he's not the same. He's not the 2015... No, Cam Newton.
No, not by far.
I give you all that crap about not wanting to sign Cam. It's like, I'm excited to see what Sam Darnold can do.
Uh-huh.
I would take Cam as a backup, but even then, I like PJ Walker.
Yeah.
So, I would kind of look forward to see what he can do, because he killed it in XFL.
Mm-hmm. Well, to me, that's the same thing I feel about Heinicke. I mean, Heinicke, yes, he's been in the NFL for a while, mm-hmm. hasn't ever started for anybody else. But, like, to me, he showed enough promise in last year's playoff game that I might be okay with him starting a few games if Fitzpatrick were to go down or play like crap. So, I mean...
I think if he gets a job, he's going to have to be fine being a backup somewhere.
Yeah.
Or, I mentioned to you earlier, maybe be the Taysom Hill type role.
Different packages?
Have two quarterbacks out there, and you don't know, is he going to run it? Is he just out there to, be a distraction? You know?
I mean, there's a couple teams out there that I could see needing to that might sign them. Like we were talking about this earlier, like the Colts. Mm-hmm. I mean, they have Carson Wentz, who I was reading earlier. I mean, he had been hurt, but apparently he's on track to start Week 1. Mm-hmm. But Carson Wentz is another one that it's like he hasn't been able to stay healthy the last couple of years. Mm-hmm. So they could use Cam services.
What about the Texans?
Oh, the Texans. I feel like the Texans could certainly use.
Deshaun Watson. I'm not going to say Cam, I mean, he's obviously not as good as Deshaun Watson is, but he's almost the same. He can throw, well, we just thought he can't throw, but Deshaun Watson is another running quarterback.
Yeah.
So.
Well, see, my thing with Deshaun Watson, too, is like, is there any certainty that he's going to play at all this year?
No.
Everybody's like, I mean, yes, technically he's still a Texan, but like his legal troubles are just.
Yeah, that may drag out through. Maybe the whole season.
Maybe next couple of seasons. I don't know. But yeah, the Texans, I feel like, are another team that, like, in that situation, you know, yes, I can see them using Cam. Because I don't feel like they have anybody else left on the team, the quarterback, that is better than Cam.
Yeah.
Better even than Cam nowadays. So, I mean, I feel like that'd be a good destination for him. As you know, as much of a crazy house the Texans organization is right now, but you know, if he wants a starting job, I feel like that's probably his best bet.
Yeah.
So, and I feel like, and I asked the question on our Facebook group too, and Kevin agrees with you. He would take Cam, and he's a Panthers fan, so I guess he wouldn't mind having Cam back in Carolina, but it's like. I feel like he's the same way as you though. I feel like he's a Cam apologist. Like he's been a Carolina fan, and he's seen Cam carry you guys through, you know, success. So kind of got to hang on to that a little bit and be like, yeah, if I give him a chance, or I give him another chance. So
yeah, well. So we'll let you. This is our first debate. We've had on here. So I might put a poll out there on our Facebook group.
Okay.
Says,
yeah.
And probably there's a lot. I feel like there's a ton of Cam haters out there. They'll probably agree with you. But
I'm not a Cam hater.
Okay.
I don't hate him. I just don't think that there I would take him on my team.
There's a ton of Cam haters that will agree with you that he should not be signed to a starting role.
Okay. Unless it's with the Texans.
Unless it's with the Texans. Maybe the Colts.
Yes.
So I might put that poll out there and y'all go weigh in. But I will leave you with this stat. Cam is 2-0 versus Tom Brady. So I'll just leave that right there. Next topic.
that's gonna be your mic drop right there.
Mic drop.
Okay. Sure. Yeah, that's pretty much all I got on Cam. The other people that commented on our post agree that they not as a starter anyways. Mm-hmm. They might take him as a backup or even play in another position. Maybe he can pull a Tebow, go play tight end for a little bit.
I don't think he can do a receiving role, maybe running back big fullback or something. Bring the fullback position back.
Yeah, yeah. Cam, first fullback in like six years or something. I don't know. Like you said, you might just make a poll and, you know, get people's opinion on whether or not they trust Cam as their even as their backup quarterback. Because that's my problem. It's like, even if he's the backup quarterback, like, I just don't know if I trust him well enough to be a backup. Because if starter gets hurt, then he's going to have to come in and try to win you games anyways. So I'm like,
which is by definition the backup quarterback's job.
I know. Like, what happens? Most backups suck. To come in and is
capable.
Okay. Anyways, let's
moving on.
Let's move on. Give us an una minuta.
We've spent over 15 minutes talking about Cam.
Hey, whatever. That's what we're here for. That's what we're here for. So. Want me to pick up the next topic? All right. I guess we can stay on the NFL. NFL season starts Thursday.
Oh, Thursday. So, which yesterday when you're listening to this.
since this episode releases on Friday and the first game was on Thursday.
Yeah.
So it's already happened.
The Bucks, Super Bowl champs, Bucks, the Tampa Bay Gronkineers. As I like to call them, and
versus the Cowgirls.
Cowgirls. I'll be rooting for those Cowgirls in this game.
I hope both teams' bus crashes.
Oh, geez.
Game doesn't even get played.
But no, I'm.
It's in a 0-0 tie.
Come on, we've got some ties coming up later. In a different sport to talk about. No, we don't need it in our American football. I'll definitely watch some of it, you know, I'll catch the end.
I'm just
excited for it to be on my team. Towards.
Yeah, like I'm ready for the NFL season. I just want to hate Tom Brady, as most people do. And then two, I'm a Washington fan, so by definition, I hate the Cowboys. So I just don't know who to root for in this.
Well, I typically go against the Cowboys just because Jerry Jones is like the evil emperor.
Palpatine.
But the Bucks, same reason. You don't like the Cowboys, so, you know.
That's right. Yeah, because they're in the same division as you guys.
And now that the Bucks are like the team to beat, you know, aside from maybe the Chiefs. So it just makes it that much worse.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. I just 0-0 tie. Yeah. That's what I want to see because I can't root for. I just cannot root. I'll watch it, but I won't be rooting for anybody.
So
I'm not sure if anybody playing on the fantasy team this year or that game.
I don't know. So. Well, I'm in like 7 fantasy leagues, so I forget. Speaking of fantasy, we had our draft two Saturdays ago.
Yeah.
So. Biggest league I've ever played in, 16 teams, and I think it went well. Some of the new guys playing in it, I enjoy it. You know, they're excited. So,
especially you, James, if you're listening, hey bud.
Hi.
Hi.
But
good luck finding your dad.
Yeah, so I don't know who. I'm sure I've got some players across my mini leagues, and every year I say I'm like in 5 leagues last year. I'm like, I'm going to cut down to 3. And here I am in seven this year. So.
I don't know how you do it. I don't know. I can barely keep track of one.
I don't know. A lot of them, they're pretty much on autopilot. I just check it once a week, and there you go. And I got like two that I really put time.
Just hit the start all, and then that's it.
Yeah.
So.
But anyway, we'll do predictions for Thursday's game, but since it happened last night for you guys.
Actually, I guess what we could do is we could have another live video at some point.
Yeah.
Maybe
we could do that.
Maybe do one after. Actually, we could do one tonight, maybe.
Possibly. We'll see.
Tonight as in Tuesday. We're recording this on Tuesday. So,
we'll see.
We'll figure it out.
Anyway, so
I'm sorry. We're sitting here planning out a show, doing a show. So
we'll peek behind the curtain, part the kimono. what was I talking about? The Thursday night football game. Are we doing predictions, or are we saving that for something else? Live video.
I guess we just save it for the live. I mean, I guess we go ahead and do predictions now for
spoil. There'd be spoilers at this point since they've already watched the game.
Yeah. I'm picking, gosh, I don't even know. Like, I can see it going both ways. Like, I really can. Honestly, I think I might pick the Cowboys in a slight victory.
Really? Yeah. As much as I want them to win, I don't see Tampa losing. They'll win by seven, a touchdown.
I'm thinking like a 20 victory for the Cowboys. Throw up in my mouth.
I hope you're right.
Throw up in my mouth a little bit.
Anyways.
But yes, so, go ahead. Go ahead. My bad.
I don't know what I was going to say. Go for it.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I feel like that pretty much.
Yeah.
Takes care of the NFL talk.
We beat that dead horse.
Yeah. It's dead. My God is dead. So, I mean, I pretty much went to another topic. Do you have anything else you want to talk about?
Mm-hmm.
Not at the moment? Not another topic?
Oh, I thought you meant... I'm,
no, we're past know. The NFL.
Past
we're,
the NFL.
We're moving
okay,
that.
I thought you meant more NFL stuff.
No.
Okay.
That's NFL.
Yeah, we'll touch briefly on the men's soccer team.
Oh, well, surprise. More soccer talk.
We had international break. We're currently still... And World Cup qualifiers.
Mm-hmm.
So this is supposed to be U.S. men's national team. We're going to bounce back after missing 2018 World Cup, and we're going to come in stronger than ever.
Well, do you remember all the hype though when they beat Mexico? They're like,
yes.
Yeah, we're finally going to be pretty good.
Beat Mexico twice in two like champion finals games.
Yeah.
So.
So the hype is strong going to the qualifiers.
So here we go. First qualifying game now. It was Thursday, I believe. Go down to El Salvador. And granted, Pulisic didn't travel for whatever reason.
I think he's had COVID.
Yeah. I don't think he has COVID. He's just precautionary stuff. But.
Yep, probably.
Anyway, and wouldn't you know, we... played to a dazzling 0-0 draw.
Is that 0-0 or was that game 1-1?
I don't think that's the next game. Sunday.
Oh.
Canada. 1-1 draw.
The mighty Canadian soccer team.
And Pulisic did play in that game.
In a 1-1 draw. Are you guys hearing us? If you're a soccer fan, think about that. I'm not hating on Canada. But they're not necessarily known to be a stronghold in the soccer world.
Oh, no.
Of course, neither are we, apparently. But, yeah. This was a home game, too. This was played in the States. So, all right, so in their defense, El Salvador was down in South America. Mm-hmm. It was an away game. It's really tough to play at an away stadium. So, fine. You know, you can live with the 0-0 draw. But you're literally playing Canada in the United States. Mm-hmm. And you still draw against them.
Yeah.
Where is the energy in this team?
Non-existent.
Are they tired of missing the World Cup? Are they tired of looking at the Brazils and the Spains and the Englands and the whatever strong arm teams are.
I don't know if it's just inexperience, but I mean, surely they should, would have experience. I think most of these are the same players that beat Mexico twice.
Yeah. So they know how to win.
Yeah. But, I mean, I thought if you get still a point on the road games and get your 3 points on home games, which, okay, El Salvador, fine, but we couldn't even get our 3 points
against Canada
at home. So we got another game Wednesday night, or so y'all listen to this, 2 nights ago. I don't know. Hopefully they'll beat. I don't even know who they're playing.
Yeah, I haven't even, like, I've been so disappointed in, like, all the hype that was mm-hmm. there when they beat Mexico is completely gone now that they went and just crapped the bed
mm-hmm.
playing in the qualifiers.
But
because it's like, yes, good. You won the, which was the Gold Cup that they win?
Yeah, it was the Nations Cup, whatever that new tournament they made, just so they can have
another
tournament to play in, and then the Gold Cup. But still,
yeah, all the hype that was there is just completely gone.
Yeah, I mean, it might be still a little early to sound the alarm, but I mean, because there's a ton more qualifying matches to play. Because I think there's like 6 or 8 teams in the in the division league, and so they play each one twice. So
they play Honduras next.
Honduras. So
yep.
Hopefully they can get a positive result there.
I don't even know how well Honduras's soccer team is, but whatever. That's who they get a shot against next. Yeah. So. But yeah, I don't get it. I don't understand. I mean, I understand that, you know, soccer has never been the big sport in this country. But
I thought it was growing. I thought we were, like, turning the corner.
Especially when you hear all the hype about, hey, there's all these Americans mm-hmm. in the European mm-hmm. leagues now. What's, you know, it's considered top leagues. Like, if you're an American and you're playing in the Premier League or the Bundesliga or whatnot, mm-hmm. then you're considered a really good player because mm-hmm. not many Americans make it in the European leagues. So, but I don't know. I mean, we'll see if they, you know, get a little kick in the butt and
because
I'm gonna be ticked if they miss another World Cup.
I know.
So.
And I know, I mean, I'll watch anyway. People like me will watch the World Cup regardless. But there's
I love the World Cup. I love watching it.
Yeah.
But I want my own country to root for in the World Cup. So
We don't want another. I forget Fox because they spent all the money on the TV rights for the World Cup, and then US didn't even make it, so they had to scramble and be like, they partnered with like 23andMe or Ancestry.com to say, hey, take a DNA test to see where your ancestors are from and root for that country. Like, okay.
Oh, my gosh.
I guess Switzerland and France it is. So.
Woo! Go team.
Anyway, moving on.
So, yeah, that's Talking With Soccer here on Cheering for the Cheap Seats. Gotta at least get that bi-weekly thing in. I guess next thing is so college football officially started week one officially mm-hmm. started this mm-hmm. past weekend.
Yep.
Actually, I guess technically it started a week ago, Wednesday, because there's like football on from like Wednesday to Monday.
Was that App State and ECU?
That was Thursday.
Thursday. Okay.
Like I think there was one game on last Wednesday.
Okay. Yeah, I don't remember who it was. The first one I watched a portion of was the App State and ECU.
Yeah, that was Thursday. Because that was the one down in Charlotte, Bank of America mm-hmm. Stadium.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, so there college football was like there was like 5 straight days of mm-hmm. at least some college football game on.
From yep.
Wednesday to last night, which was Monday here. So that was fun. Fun having that much college football on.
All right.
But I mean, we'll just talk briefly about this. There's actually quite a few upsets this past week. I won't say the big one, but Virginia Tech beat number 10 mm-hmm. UNC.
I actually watched the beginning of that game, and geez, like just the atmosphere there, and I think this might go to just not fans not being allowed at any games for like I don't know how many days. Like they said on one of those broadcasts, a year.
It's been over a year.
So it was just jam packed, like 66,000 people, and just seeing them all sing the Inner Sandman. It was just
think about it. We get to experience it this Saturday. Might not be that many people there. Because you know we're going to see Virginia Tech, but they're playing Middle Tennessee, so that's not quite as big a game as the UNC game was. But I'm pretty sure we'll probably still get experience at least a little bit of that atmosphere. Yeah. So that was I think that game was played Friday.
Yeah, it was Friday.
Number 10 team went down. Actually, a little bit closer than what it should have been. I think at one point I watched a good portion of the game, and I think Virginia Tech was out gaining UNC by like 100 yards. But the game was like, I think the game ended up being like 17-10. So, yeah. I mean, I'm glad Virginia Tech won.
I was kind of surprised UNC was ranked 10 anyways. But
yeah. I mean,
I guess they've been getting better because
I guess
you don't hear UNC and think football. It's just. Basketball.
Most of the Carolina teams, you don't think football when you hear them, but that's another story for another day. Yeah. UNC though, I will say that like I don't know what the heck is going on with the ACC at the moment, but they did not look good week one.
Not a good weekend. Oh geez, I know where you're going with this one.
I'm just saying like it's because UNC number 10 team in the country lost. Clemson, number six.
They were both top five. I think.
That's right. Clemson was three. Georgia was five. Or was that the other way around?
I think it was the other way around.
Might have been the top five.
Yeah, both of them. They were both top five.
And this, as dominant as Clemson has been in the last few years, how do you go into the first week and only score 3 points? I'll be at Georgia only scored 10 points, but how are you Clemson and only score 3 points?
Your guess is as good as mine. I know they lost Trevor Lawrence, obviously, and ETN, wide receiver, but I'm sure there's more players they lost. Yeah. But they're supposed to be like the ACC's Alabama, where it's just a revolving door of just NFL talent, caliber talent.
Yeah.
Or getting there. So, you know, I figured they would have looked a little better than what they did. I mean, it wasn't bad. It was a defensive game for the most part. Because what was the final score?
10-3.
Like, that's, you know, 13 points scored in the whole game. So it was a defensive battle. But, like, gee, 3 points? Like,
yeah. Yeah. Sticking with ACC, then you had Miami just get completely obliterated by Alabama, which, you know, it's Alabama. But, you know, when you're sitting there, I mean, you've heard it at least for the last 10 years. Oh yeah, the U is back. This is finally going to be our year. And then you're another ranked team in the ACC, and you go out there and just crap the bed playing Alabama and get obliterated 44-13.
Yeah. Like, it's.
Seriously?
Yeah. As much as I always say ACC better than SEC, but they're not making a good case for it.
No, like, it's just been ugly. And then I guess the other, like, I won't say big one, because that's three ranked ACC teams losing right there. But then you also had Duke, which, I mean, Duke is not a football school.
No.
But they're still a Power 5 school. And then they go and lose to Charlotte, UNC Charlotte. Who's a group of five school. You're always going to think that the Power 5 school is always going to beat the group of five school, and that did not happen. No. Charlotte actually ended up winning that one. Which I was happy, because I pull for Charlotte. Mm-hmm. I like to see the little schools win. But when you look at it, the whole thing, and it's like, that just makes ACC look horrible. Yes, you know, pretty much the rest of them won, but then you look at some of these other scores, and it's like, well, you should have won. Even though Georgia Tech lost to Northern Illinois, which shouldn't happen either. That's another group of five school beating a Power Five school. But then, like, the rest of them, it's like, okay, well, you should have beat those schools. Or you should. So, the ones that you're like, that should have been easy wins for the ACC. We're not easy wins.
No.
Just, so, I don't understand it.
Well, hey, to be fair, Wake Forest did beat Old Dominion. Was that who they were playing?
Yes.
Yes, they did beat Old Dominion. So
Power Five, Group of Five. I would hope that they'd win that game. Hey, all right?
We got to find the bright spot somewhere.
Yeah, so. I suppose. I would guess that the other, like, really big upset was 20-ranked University of Washington. Lost to Montana.
Mm-hmm.
At home. Montana's an FCS school. 20th ranked Washington. FBS school. Lost. I was watching a little bit of those highlights. Washington scored on their first drive and didn't score the rest of the game. Now, I get it. Montana's actually one of those schools that's actually pretty decent year in, year out.
They've won the FCS championship a few times here.
Yeah, recently, that sounds right. Yeah. So yes. So it's not like they're you know, a little pushover school or whatnot, but you're the 20th ranked team in the country.
Well,
you're the 20th ranked team in the country.
Yeah.
Yes. Washington's what? Pac-12.
Mm-hmm.
Which is also known for their offense.
Yeah.
It's not even cold yet in Washington. So I you can't sit there and blame it on the cold and the fact that you can't feel your hands or whatnot. Or it was snowing. You can't blame it on that because it's not happening yet. You lost to an FCS school as a 20th ranked team.
But isn't it awesome, though?
I love it. I love every minute of it. I'm just trying to speak into the ridiculousness.
I agree. Because I was just going back, like, look how much we loved App beating Michigan in 2007.
I loved every minute of that, yes. Seven, yeah.
So, want more on that, go back to, I think we talked about that a bit on our last episode. Episode 4.
Yeah, we might have, yeah. But. Yeah. I guess we don't need to go into a whole lot of, but there's actually quite a few FCS teams that beat FBS teams this week. I think UConn lost, UConn has been, like, bottom of the league in FBS, which they've been so terrible that their coach announced after that game that he was going to retire after this year. But they played Holy Cross, which is an FCS school. They lost. I think Kentucky or Kansas? Might have been Kansas. Yeah, Kansas barely beat FCS South Dakota. Which, once again, Kansas is not a very good football school. But still. And then there was one more that I saw, and I can't remember what it was at this moment. I'm going to get to it, I promise.
I could sing a song to fill the void.
If you want to, if you feel the need to.
No, I'm good.
I don't know. Like, I know that there's been a couple of them that happens, but I mean, like, I like seeing FCS upsets.
Oh, yeah.
I do. I mean, unless it's one of my teams,
right?
But
me too.
It's always a fun fun thing. But So yeah, I mean, that's pretty much what happened in college football.
Yeah.
I don't even know what the big matchups are for this week.
I guess
I can mention Oklahoma almost lost to Tulane. It was like 40-35, which I think they were up really big in that game. And then Tulane came back and just couldn't complete the upset. Mm-hmm. That's your number two ranked team in the country right there.
Well, Oklahoma better watch out this week.
They got your boys Western. Yes, they do.
Western Carolina coming to town. they might only lose by, sorry, wait. 49. Oklahoma might only win by 49.
Yeah, exactly. Way to be positive.
That's how I always look at these games. Hey, we're getting paid a buttload of money to go go lose to these schools, so bring it on. And, you know,
if we can only lose by 49, I call it a win.
If we can cover the spread, great. You know, these players getting to go travel to these huge schools, Alabama, Oklahoma, give them some experience, that's great for them. They know they're going to lose, so whatever.
Which
pray for the miracle moment of Appalachian Michigan moment.
I can only imagine how you'd react if Western actually went to Monroe, Oklahoma, and beat the number two ranked team in the country.
Yeah, I can't even imagine how I would react. Like, especially because, like, do I just want to try to find the game on ESPN Plus or something just for the sheer chance that it could happen?
Yeah.
We'll see.
Yeah. Well, actually, you can't.
Yeah. Well,
because we at Tech.
I'll keep track of it on my phone. You know, but, you know, after the first quarter, it'll be, you know, 27-0 and
-4. Okay, yeah. How did we get -4 points? So there's really not a whole lot going on in, like, big games this week. I mean, I guess you got USC and Stanford, which is technically a rival game, but I don't feel like Stanford's been all that great the last few years either.
Mm-hmm. All those Pac-12 games tend to just get wacky. You know, they kick off at like 10 o'clock at night, and then they end up being just like good old JR would say slobber knockers.
They don't play defense in the Pac-12.
It's just, you know, 63 to, you know, 54, you know.
Now, one more thing before we get off the college football train. Did you see where the quarterback for Presbyterian threw 10 touchdown passes in a game?
I did see that. Insane.
I'm pretty sure they played at Division II school, but still, throwing 10 touchdown passes in a game is pretty ridiculous. I think they scored 84 points in that game.
That's like 60 fantasy points right there.
Should have had that kid on my fantasy team. But yeah, so there's, like I said, there's really not a whole lot, like, really big games going on in college football, so it's really nothing to talk about. App goes to Miami, which is, I feel it's kind of cool. They actually played a few years ago.
Miami went to Boone. App, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So there's that.
But I know we're getting long-winded on the news, but just real quick, touch on some baseball stuff. Did you have any more college football?
No, I'm good. Okay.
Real quick, touch on some baseball. Not a whole lot happening because season's winding down. But
yeah, and two, with being an Orioles fan, like I stopped caring about baseball like 3 months ago. Yeah. So, I mean, I'll be watching the playoffs, but I haven't been following it nearly as close as I have been.
Hey, my Braves, I think, got a hold on the first in the division, or they did.
I'm pretty sure they're still first.
I think they're still first. I don't know how big of a lead it is. Well, main point I wanted to make was the two lead home run leaders are a pitcher and a catcher.
Think about that for a minute. think about what Adam just said. The two home run leaders are a pitcher and a catcher. Points if you can guess who it is. Let me give you 5 seconds. If you said Shohei Ohtani and Salvador Perez, you would be correct. If you didn't, try next time.
But I'm sure they got half of that answer.
That's
right.
That's true. Yeah, you get half a point. But it's absolutely crazy to think about that. I mean, technically Shohei is a pitcher / designated hitter, so he's not a. Well, I guess he is a full time pitcher, but he doesn't focus directly on pitching like most pitchers do.
Yeah,
but to think, I'm more on Sal Perez. Like, it's unheard of for a catcher to have 40 home runs and 100 RBIs, which I think is what I read is what he has. So, props to him. Mm. I mean, dude's the beast.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's, but, it's what they get for, hey, pitchers and catchers report first to camp. Hey,
Both of them were hitting bombs way before their actual or the other hitters got there. So they got ample time to hone their craft. So.
No, but I mean, Ohtani's got to win MVP or something. Like, does he win Cy Young or just MVP?
I think he's. I feel like they're probably gonna be a little hesitant to give out both awards to the same person.
Yeah.
Like I feel like nowadays they kind of just want to have like one person win one and then another person win another.
Yeah.
So that way they can have like different names on different things. But I definitely think like
MVP.
If he doesn't win MVP, then who wins the MVP? Usually you say Trout, but Trout's been out since May, and I don't know if he's gonna play anymore this year. So it's gotta be Ohtani.
Yeah.
Who aren't you gonna give it to?
Man, I wish that they could make the playoffs. Like, they, because I want to see him in the playoffs.
But I'd be okay with that. Of course, it'd be crappy because you know Trout's injured, so he wouldn't get to play in the playoffs.
Oh, but yeah.
Whatever. Maybe one year. But got anything else that you can think of that you want to talk about that's happening in the sports world?
I think that's about it. Our 45-minute news. Current events discussion.
Sorry guys. I mean, I hope you enjoyed it. I at least had fun talking about stuff.
I always have fun talking about what's going on.
All right. Well, so unless you got anything else, I think we're going to take a little break before we get back to our review of the Canapolis Cannonballers. So we'll be right back. Until then, let's hear a message from our friends over at Manic Podcast.
Liam, can I ask you a question?
Of course, Tobias. Ask away.
If Batman and Spock were arm wrestling, who would win?
Easy, Batman.
Ah, but what about Spock's Vulcan grip?
Still Batman.
Okay then, here's another one. Which of us would survive longer in a zombie apocalypse?
Also easy, me.
No, seriously.
Yeah, me.
I would totally outlive you.
But why can't we just work together? You know, against the zombies.
We do make a good team. The Manic Podcast is the perfect place to get your fortnightly dose of geeky content.
From the latest TV shows
to the biggest blockbuster hit,
we have something for you.
Now available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, SoundCloud, and most podcast services. Just search Manic with two N's.
That's very important.
All right, and we're back. Hope you enjoyed that little tidbit from our boys over at Manic Podcast. I think they do a really good job with their promos. We're gonna have to work on ours and get some good promos out there to send out to some boys.
Yeah,
other boys, other guys. But so now I think we're gonna move into our review portion of this episode. And like I said at the beginning of this episode, we're going to focus on our trip down to Canapolis. That's Canapolis to you guys. North Carolina to see the Canapolis Cannonballers. And like I mentioned, that is the Low A East team of the Chicago White Sox. So the lowest of the low. Little scoundrels. Little scoundrels of the White Sox. if you guys, if this is your first time listening to us, this is how we do it. So we take our experience at, you know, this ballpark, which this time they play at Atrium Health Ballpark in downtown Canapolis. So we're going to take our experience and we're going to divide it into four separate categories. So we're going to review our experience on aesthetic. That's aesthetic of the ballpark. Just whatever, you know, views and stuff like that. Game day atmosphere. So that's, you know, what we thought about the crowd atmosphere. Maybe, I guess game day experience and game day atmosphere probably fall into the same thing. So
yeah.
Like mascot and stuff like that, and maybe parking.
But so what is the mascot that goes into game day atmosphere or aesthetic?
Crap, I don't remember what we put before.
I,
don't,
forgot.
Actually, I guess. I think on the other ones, we put mascot under aesthetic.
So, like, the whole, like, the, you know, the colors, the, just the...
Yeah. Yeah.
How the park looks and stuff, or, like...
Yeah, and I think mascot fall into that, too. Like, how the mascot looks and
yeah.
his interaction with fans and stuff throughout the game.
Mm-hmm. So that could go under atmosphere. Interaction with fans. I don't know. I'm confused. I forgot...
Guys, we're so sorry. It's been a while.
We can talk about the mascot and then somewhere.
Well, see, whenever I think mascot, I think like you know his interaction with fans and like just stuff like that. So I feel like it's better to throw the mascot underneath game the atmosphere.
Yeah, that's fair.
So yeah, atmosphere, which we will include like parking underneath atmosphere, like game the atmosphere.
Yeah,
because I feel like that's a whole part of the game day like, thing. And then we'll review our thoughts on food. Because, you know, everybody likes ballpark food. Mm-hmm. Might not everybody. If you don't, then you're weird. and then surrounding neighborhood, which I feel like, you know, if you go somewhere and you want to do something after the game, then, you know, knowing the surrounding areas is a good thing to know.
Yeah, absolutely.
So that's why we like to include that. And so, yes, we'll be reviewing on those four things, and we're going to give a number between 1 and 10. That's going to be our review. All right, no shenanigans though. That means
6.38.
No, okay. You can give 6.5 though. So we do allow ourselves to go halfsies. So you can 8.5 or 3.5, whatever. There's nothing too weird. And then at the end, we'll take, we'll add all our scores together, divide it by 4, and then take those 2 scores from us and divide those by 2.
Right.
Is everybody on the same page?
I got you.
Are you sure?
Yes, I do have a degree in accounting, so I think I got it.
Oh, big man on campus out there. Talking about his degree. Oh, my gracious. Unless there's any other questions, I guess we should hop right into it.
You're good. Let's go. You want to start it off or me?
I was going to ask you the same thing. Would you like to start off? Would you like me to start off?
I'll go for it. So which one are we doing first?
Aesthetic.
So with like the name, the whole name and thing, like...
That's right. I didn't give any kind of...
Did I go into that?
Any kind of background, did I?
Because I was gonna say I like the Cannonballers name. I do hate that they changed from the Intimidators.
Yes. I was gonna give a little bit of background about Atrium Health Ballpark is the fact that this stadium was actually supposed to open in 2020.
Because
they were going to because they moved into Atrium Health and they changed their name from the Intimidators to the Cannonballers the same year. They were gonna premiere all this in 2020, and then COVID happened, and then none of that went down. So they had to wait until 2021 to have the new name, a new stadium open as an actual ballpark.
Yeah.
So, and it's actually a fairly small ballpark. I think on Wikipedia it says that it has a capacity of 4,930. So,
which I guess good for a low A.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So, but probably don't know. Yes, they were named the Kannapolis Intimidators before they were the Cannonballers. That's because, as you NASCAR fans might know, Dale Earnhardt was born in Kannapolis, and of course his nickname was the Intimidator. But the Earnhardt Estate or whatever you want to call it lent out the Earnhardt trademark or the Intimidator trademark for years until Earnhardt's widow decided, hey, I don't want to loan it out anymore. So they had to change their name. So that's why they are the Kannapolis Cannonballers now.
Yeah, which I guess he has her reasons, but...
It is kind of crappy, though.
It just sucks. I mean, it was perfect for a team based in Kannapolis.
I told you before, like, I like team names that have, like, some historic... And the Cannonballers do have kind of, like, a historical significance behind it. Like, I think it has something to do with Cannon Mill. which I guess it was a kind of mill or something down in Kannapolis, which, you know, back in the olden days, that right there made a town. So I think that's where Cannonballers kind of comes from. But like Intimidators just work so well because you had that Dale Earnhardt association. And, but I mean, Cannonballers just really kind of grown on me.
Yeah, I mean, recently, I like the name, the alliteration there, and the colors were kind of cool. It was just like white, red, white, almost red, white, and blue.
Yeah.
Right? And they had their mascot is like a stunt man, like I'm thinking like Evel Knievel, what it reminds me of.
Yeah, with the Dale Earnhardt mustache.
Yeah.
I do appreciate the fact that they at least tried to keep some connection to Dale Earnhardt, because they gave him the Earnhardt sunglasses and they gave him the Earnhardt mustache.
Yeah.
But he's like a stunt man, like Evel Knievel, or you know, maybe somebody gets shot out of a cannon or something like that. So
So they did have the big inflatable cannonballer guy.
I loved it so much.
Which I think actually is a bouncy house for kids when it's not COVID times.
If that ever happens again.
Yeah. That's cool. What are we doing? Aesthetic? I forget. Yeah. Aesthetic. Yes. So,
which works because you're talking about the big inflatable. So, I mean, that's part of the aesthetic of the ballpark. So.
That's cool. As far as the stadium itself, they had a playground out there for the kids.
That's right.
I noticed. Mm-hmm. Actually, they had a splash pad.
That's right. Water. That's right. They did.
So that's kind of cool for kids on, you know, baseball season, hot summer days.
Especially when we went. Mm-hmm. When we went, like, it was scorching hot. Like, it was, I mean, we enjoyed it, but it was miserably hot out there. So it was nice to see a splash pad out there for the kids.
Yeah. Not really any, like, scene outside of the stadium, many buildings. There's some, like, almost like government buildings, it looks like. It kind of looks like a courthouse or so. Those are kind of cool looking, but there's not, like, any big skyscrapers or anything. So,
well, see, that's the problem. Is like, they put the ballpark right in the middle of downtown Kannapolis. Mm. But, like, Kannapolis doesn't have, like, the skyscrapers and stuff. Like some of the other, I mean, we reviewed Truist Stadium in Winston, which, you know, has a couple skyscrapers. And, of course, Bank America Stadium, which is a very major city. But Kannapolis is a smaller town, so it doesn't really have that.
Yeah.
Which the ballpark is kind of missing that, I will agree. Like, I like that it's right in the middle of downtown. But, like, as far as, like, views and stuff like that, like, there's really nothing to look at.
Yeah, which, I mean, you have to have, like, huge, like, high-rise apartment buildings or anything to be, make a good view, but it's like a lot of, you know, especially looking out in the outfield, I think there's just a lot of open area and then those couple federal buildings or government buildings. So.
Yeah, I think one of them was the, I can't think. My brain's going blank, I'm sorry. But no, it was definitely. I think one of them was the courthouse. That's the word. I'm pretty sure one of them was the courthouse. So yeah, it's, like you said, it's really cool that they put it right down there with the government buildings. Mm-hmm. But as far as like something to look at, just really not a whole lot to look at in the in the outfield or whatnot.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm with you. Like, you know, I like. Walking in and seeing the big boomer. That's the mascot. I don't think we mentioned if the mascot's name or whatnot, but like the big boomer inflatable. Like that was a nice touch.
Yeah.
Definitely the splash pad's a nice touch. I don't think I've been to any other stadium.
Yeah, I haven't.
That has a splash pad for the kids.
So if you take your kids to a game next year, I guess. Just let them wear the swim trunks.
Oh yeah. Yeah, so that was definitely a nice touch. If I remember it, they actually had kind of a taller kind of outfield wall in the, I think it was right field, because we sat on the first base line. So kind of a taller wall, which, I mean, it's always fun to see when there's a little bit of a taller wall or for the ball to get out. It kind of has to go up a little bit higher. They have a big old video board. So, I mean, that was fun. It's always nice to have a gigantic screen. But yeah, I mean, it nice ballpark. You know, good area, not too far out from. Because I don't think you ever went to go see a game when they were in the Intimidators, but like their ballpark was like right in the middle of nowhere.
Okay.
So they had this one like.
There's a little bit better.
And down in like almost downtown Kannapolis, yeah. Which we'll talk about when we get to the surrounding area. But yeah. I thought I'd go ahead and mention that. But I just wish that, you know, there was more to look at.
Yeah.
Because you know, it's something we've talked about before. Like I like my ballpark views. Like baseball stadiums are almost known for their views.
Yeah.
So I mean, yeah, this wasn't really a whole lot to look at.
Yeah. I agree.
But you got anything else to add about it?
No. Yes. We all covered it.
All right, since you went first, would you like to give a grade on the aesthetic to Atrium Health Ballpark?
Yeah, I think I'm going to do a
4.5. 4.5? Nice, okay.
It seems low, but it's just, I mean, nothing special.
Yeah. I think I'm going to give it a 5.5.
Okay.
I really like the Boomer inflatable out in center field. Like you said, it's kind of cool having the courthouse. Because I mean, most stadiums aren't going to have something like that.
Yeah.
I just wish there was more to look at. And as far as that stadium goes, but I guess we'll move on to game day atmosphere.
Mm-hmm.
I'll
lead off this one.
Okay. So, mentioned before that when we went, it was very hot.
Mm-hmm.
It was a 12:30 game, so it was right in the middle of the afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
And, for being hot, though, like, I still feel like there was quite a few people there.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like the fans mm-hmm. poured through the gate.
Yeah.
Of course, it helped too that it was a Hawaiian shirt giveaway.
Yeah, I got to say, that's what a free shirt giveaway will do.
But, you know, that's just part of the game day atmosphere. So, I mean, I just feel like, that, you know, there are quite a few fans there for a hot Sunday afternoon.
Yeah.
So,
the shirt, which I love, by the way.
I love my shirt.
An awesome Hawaiian shirt.
You know, message us for picks. I'm not soliciting anything, I promise. But there are quite a few fans there. As far as like the whole cheering thing, like I feel like because of the heat, like the crowd was kind of silent.
Mm-hmm.
Like as many people as there were, I feel like the ballpark should have been a little bit louder than what it could have been. But like I said, it was also, you know, 90 degrees outside. So I'm sure that wasn't helping things. Which is another thing. It's like, because it was so hot, I don't feel like I saw the mascot very much either.
Yeah, I saw him. I know I saw him like walking around up top like once.
Okay. So
I'm taking pictures, but I can't remember any times I saw him out like interacting with the in the stands with anybody.
Yeah,
I may just not be remembering it, but
yeah, I'm the same way. I don't remember him being in stands very often. Which I get. We talked about this before. Like when it's hot out there, like I don't expect the mascot to be out there, you know, all nine innings. But I just feel like I didn't see him very often. There were a couple little kids games that that went on. I think they played musical chairs one half inning.
Yeah, they did that.
They did. I think that was the game. They did like an air guitar contest.
Yeah, they did. Put the people with the wigs on and just played a rock song and best air guitar contest.
Is that also the one where they did the kids had to slide, like scoot on a mat or something like that. Like it was kind of a race or something like that.
I'm trying to remember if that was there or if Or was it
I might be confusing my Dash game.
Because I know they did the shoes game that they do. That was at another game, I think. Where they...
No, that one was there. No.
Where they take all their shoes off and have to go...
That's, I think that was at the Dash game, too. Anyways, I just know that they did play a couple of games.
Yeah,
I do specifically remember the Musical Terrace, which is always a fun game to see the kids play.
Yeah, I mean it's always just to have the reason I like going to baseball games for me is just it's a little bit slower sport, but that's I think why I like it. That's why my wife likes going because it's just almost if it's not too hot, just sit out there. Afternoon or summer evening or afternoon in this case.
Yep.
Just chill. Just, you know, watch baseball. Then you can talk. You can watch the happenings between innings.
Yeah.
It's just a good time, you know.
Well, especially when it's like this, to where there is stuff happening. That's another thing I don't want to forget to mention. But it was kind of cool that they had their own organist there.
Yeah, I was going to mention Greasy Keys, I think.
Yes, Greasy Keys. I forgot. Yeah. I'm glad you remember his name because I can't remember his name.
Yeah.
But there was an organist they had there that would, you know, he was taking in popular songs and playing them on like a baseball organ. And that was definitely a fun difference.
Definitely a nice touch.
So that was fun. But yeah, I mean, I wish I could have seen the crowd interaction when it wasn't so hot. Because like I said, I just feel like the heat kind of just quieted everybody down. Like everybody was just sitting there sweating their butts off.
And it might be the difference between a day game like that and a night game under the lights.
Yeah.
I know a lot of baseball is played during the day, but it's just something about night games, you know, it almost, to me, in my opinion, fans get into it more.
Yeah.
And maybe that's because it's not as hot at night as it is.
Yeah.
During the middle of the afternoon.
Right. Yeah. So, I mean, and I will admit, also like, because it actually started raining when we were there.
Yeah.
So,
it was that one that went down, right? We tried to... waited out for a bit, huddled up under the concessions with everybody else, and they played for a good bit in the rain.
Yes, yeah.
Right.
I was actually going to say that like it was kind of fun that when it was raining that whoever was in charge of the video board actually was playing like fun baseball themed videos. Like they did the whole Bugs Bunny, not the Bugs Bunny, the Goofy baseball.
Yeah.
And then they did Who's on First, Abbott and Costello, which was always fun. So, I mean, that definitely made for, like, an entertaining kind of thing in between it raining. And I think we actually left before they continued the game.
Yeah.
But to be able to just sit there and enjoy that while they were in a rain delay was... I feel like that added to the atmosphere a little bit.
Yeah, it did.
You know, usually you don't see that kind of thing when you're in a rain delay.
Yeah.
Like, me and my wife, Amanda, went to... a game where it started raining and like they did absolutely nothing. So
yeah.
You know, for the Cannonballers to show the Goofy and the Who's on First, like that was a lot of fun, and probably introduced a lot of kids to those videos that maybe had never seen them.
I mean, to be honest, like I've seen the Goofy one, and I've heard of the Who's on First bit, but I think that was the first time actually seeing it. So, like, and it was hilarious. I went back and watched it that night at home because, you know, you couldn't hear everything. I went back and watched it, and, like, it's a classic.
I think you introduced Kelsey to it, too, dude.
Yeah, so she thought it was a funny piece.
Nice, okay. Well, see, now you got your introduction to Who's on First.
Yeah. Game Dad, parking.
That's right.
And... you end up where I think you dropped me off, so you parked the car. But I mean,
that's only because the line was starting to get long, and I'm not gonna lie. I mean, I had wanted to go see them because you know they were a new name team, new ballpark. So I mean, I wanted to go see them. But one of the main reasons why we went was because of the Hawaiian shirts. So I wanted to make sure we got one. So I went ahead and dropped you off. But like, parking's not too terrible there.
No, I mean, walking back, it wasn't far. I mean, did you have to pay anything to park?
Well, I didn't have to pay anything, but you, like, there's a parking lot, like, right next to the stadium. It's only, like, $5. So, I mean, that's not too terrible. I didn't know how much, like, when I got there, they didn't have a sign out, so I didn't really know how much it was. So, I ended up parking maybe, half a block or so down. You know, a little parallel parking space. Didn't have to pay anything. Yeah. So that was nice. So, I mean, if you don't mind walking just a little bit, you don't really have to pay anything.
Yeah.
And I think one of the other things that that people wanted us to mention were price of tickets. And I think tickets for where we sat. And we sat, like, right behind first base. Like,
yeah, we were
right next to the dugout.
Yeah, because we were, the second or third row or something like that?
Yeah.
So
those tickets were $12.
You told me how much I owed you.
I could remember if it was it's either 12 or 13. Which, you know, you hear that in low A baseball, it's a little expensive. Not for.
Yeah, I mean, good seat.
Yeah, we were literally sitting second row, right next to the dugout.
Yeah. That's a game we were like right there where the pitchers warmed up.
Yes.
Right in front of us.
Yes.
Yeah. So we like new pitcher started warming up. Like, oh, I was about to pull the pitcher and you know.
Yep. So that was fun.
I think I actually spoke to him like it's like right when he was about to go out, you know, I kind of be like, you got it. Go, you know, so.
Yeah. So that was a fun experience too. You got anything else that you want to add?
No.
Experience or atmosphere?
No, go for your score.
All right. As far as atmosphere, after we're done talking about it, I think I'm going to give it 7.5. I feel like, is that higher or lower than what you're
going to get? Kind of higher.
While I wish the fans were more into it, and I wish you could have seen the mascot kind of interact a little bit more, I just feel like some of the stuff that you like we kind of reminded each other of was like. The atmosphere actually wasn't that bad.
Yeah. So I think all of that stuff, maybe being a night game and not being as hot.
Yeah.
I think the fans would have been more into it. So
I definitely agree that we probably need to go back to a night game down there just to see if there's a difference.
So taking that into account, I'll go. You said 7.5.
That's just 7.5. Yeah.
I'll go 6.5.
6.5. That's still not too terrible.
Because I was thinking a little bit lower than that until I'm like, I need to be fair to the fans and the heat.
Yeah, like when we say that it was hot, like it was hot that day. So I'm usually pretty involved in I'm sure you're probably pretty involved in the baseball game too.
Yeah. And
like I was just like you're literally sitting there melting.
Yeah.
So it was hot.
Yeah.
I guess the next thing is food.
Food. So, I'm trying to remember what I got.
I'm pretty sure you had a burger. Yeah.
I remember it was good. I mean, it wasn't like, you know, Bad Daddy's Burger Bar or nothing, but like,
if you're ever in Winston, try Bad Daddy's Burger Bar. If you have one around you.
Yeah, I mean, that's like a kind of a specialty burger place.
Yeah.
So, I mean, this is for a. For a baseball park cheeseburger, good. I don't remember about the fries. I'm sure. I think
the fries were pretty good too.
Yeah,
if I remember right.
I don't remember how much it cost though.
Well, I think. Okay. Well, first off, let me say that I remember having the chicken tenders, and I'm sorry, guys, this sounds horrible. We're kind of going off memory here, but I'm. Like 99.9% certain I had chicken tenders and fries. And those were good too. I mean, nothing too special. But what I did like is that they did combos.
They did.
Baskets or whatever they called them. Mm-hmm. To where, unlike, you know, most ballparks you're going to, you're going to have to pay for your burger and your fries and your drink. All separately.
Mm-hmm. Oh, shoot.
No.
Flashbacks to the Panthers Fan Fest.
Oh, yeah.
$25 for
If you haven't heard about that, go back and listen to that episode. sweet. I did like how they did baskets. So they had chicken tender basket, they had a cheeseburger basket. I think they had a couple different baskets too, and I can't probably a hot dog basket. Mm-hmm. And I think maybe it was somewhere between $8 and $10. I don't feel like it was any more than $10.
Yeah. I'd say it's reasonably priced.
Yeah, because they give you whatever you wanted, you know, with the burger or the chicken. Mm-hmm. They gave you your fries. They gave you a medium drink, and then they gave us a cookie.
Oh yeah.
So I mean, to get all that for, you know, $10 at a ballpark.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's yeah. a really good deal.
Good deal.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Did have I was determined to, as hot as it was, to get me some lemonade.
Oh, man, you got to spend all day getting you a lemonade. Yeah, right there that day.
I found a stand and they had Dippin' Dots and lemonade. And then the guy in front of me, he was having some kind of issue. Well, the cashier was having some kind of computer issue. So he ended up giving the guy in front of me, like, I think, a lemonade for free. And it got to me, like, I'm sorry, you got to go to another stand because I can't get my... Like, dang. So found he pointed me in the direction. So I went over there. Found another Dippin' Dots stand. They sell only Dippin' Dots. They didn't have lemonade. I'm serious.
Yeah.
So we walked around the outfield. Well, back to the one on the third base side and finally found me some lemonade. It was good. Of course, you know, hot day, of course, is good.
Just a little frustrating to have to go through all
this.
Which, I mean, sometimes you can't control, you know, computer problems.
Yeah, I know. It's
but it is a little frustrating because we literally walked past the Dippin' Dot lemonade stand that we had walked past to get into the ballpark.
I know. And so, I guess, but I always like to find my seat first and then figure out things I'm going to eat. So I didn't think about it.
Yeah. The only other thing I remember having special was I actually had some Dippin' Dots.
Mm-hmm.
And it was some kind of special. It was Boomer's special or Boomer's. Anyways, it was their own kind of Dippin' Dots. And it was like raspberry, strawberry, and lime. Like, they mix it all together. It was pretty decent. You know, on a hot day, like, you know, having those flavors, like, kind of cooled you down. I don't know how it felt exactly in a Dippin' Dot form.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like if it had been, like, a Slurpee or kind of an Icy or something like that, I might have liked that flavor a little more. But, I mean, it was decent. I mean, I'd get it again.
Yeah.
But,
Yeah. Yeah, so, I mean, you know, you had to try it. You know, exclusive thing.
Yeah, if I'm going there and, you know, they had their usual chocolate and cookies and cream, and then I saw that and I was like, oh, well, I'm here. I might as well try their special Dippin' Dot flavor. So I tried it. Decent. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, I feel like the food overall was decent. The price was good.
Yeah.
Especially compared to our experience at FanFest.
Yeah.
But, anyways, let's go ahead and give your review for food.
My score, I'll do. I'll do a 6. And it's only that low just because, I mean, it's the same as the peacocks. I mean, not peacocks, disco turkeys were, you know, just. Not many options.
Sorry, disco turkeys. I know that you're technically a peacock, but that is not your name.
I mean, just lack of options. I mean, there's no...
Yeah.
They didn't have, you know, like, bratwurst or this and that. So,
I'm pretty certain that we saw, like, different options. I'm pretty sure they had, like, a nacho or, like... They had some kind of... They had different carts. We just didn't... It was too freaking hot to walk around too much. And then also, like, I didn't really want to spend a gazillion dollars. So when we saw that we had baskets.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like...
You know what?
What am I off?
I said 6.
Yeah.
You know what? Bump it up to a 7. The one I got to think about, I'm like, that's probably a little unfair. Because they were decently priced. Good burger, good lemonade. So I'll go 7.
Okay. For me, you know, I'm gonna give it a 7 too. I feel like a 7's a very fair price.
Yeah.
Especially
especially for the price.
Yeah.
Like I can't stress enough. Just like it's so nice to just see, you know, teams not try to squeeze every ounce of every ounce of money out of you. Just make a basket and be like, yeah, this is a set price to get food, a drink, and a cookie.
Mm-hmm.
Would have made it better if they would have had a refillable drink. But
yeah.
You know, there's not too many teams to do that. So
there's one that we found, but I don't know if we'll get to talk about it this season.
Might wait for next year to do that. So that covers three out of our four. Mm-hmm. I guess the last but not least is the surrounding area.
Yes. I think from it. I'll just start that one.
Okay. So because we live in Winston, and going down to Kannapolis, like, it was an hour and 15-minute drive. We didn't really get to explore a whole lot of Kannapolis. But, I mean, I lived in Salisbury, North Carolina for 15 years. So I've been to Kannapolis a couple different times. I know that there's – so I kind of know what's around that area that we were. But, so, I mean, I can kind of talk about that. But as far as, like, us getting to go – different places down there, we didn't really get to do a whole lot. Now, we talked about at the beginning, the ballpark isn't really, like, there's really nothing around, like, in the general vicinity. So, like, you have the government buildings, like the courthouse and stuff like that. So there's really nothing there to entertainment wise.
Yeah, it definitely doesn't seem like there's much in walking distance.
No.
Granted, we didn't really go back behind on the other side of the stadium, so I don't know what's all over that area.
Kannapolis. I don't know if you kind of got this feeling driving through. Like I said, I've been down there, so I kind of know the atmosphere, but I don't know if you kind of noticed it. Kannapolis kind of has that, like, small towny feel.
Yeah, it did, definitely.
Like, it's like the downtown, just older buildings and just, you know, mom-and-pop shops and stuff like that.
You love, so.
Yeah. Definitely have to go down there one day and, you know, just explore before. I mean, another reason, do a night game, go down there beforehand. There's a lot of mom-and-pop stores and some restaurants and stuff like that. There's also, like, an old-timey movie theater. It's the gym down there. So, I mean, Kannapolis definitely has quite a bit, you know, whenever you go downtown walking. I just wish a little bit of it was closer to the stadium. But, I mean, that's really, really all I have to say about, you know, surrounding area. Like, if you, like, general vicinity, you're not going to find a whole lot. You're going to find the courthouse, you know, unless you got parking ticket, speeding ticket. You don't really have any reason to go in there unless you're like a courthouse nut where you're just like.
I mean, it looks like a nice area to walk, you know, if you want to just get it some exercise in.
I'm pretty sure there's probably a bunch of people walking and like walking dogs and stuff
that. Oh, yeah, just people walking dogs.
Unless you're starting a podcast on visiting courthouses, let us know. I find that very interesting. But in general vicinity, not a whole lot. But once you cross like the cross back over, like downtown Kannapolis, like there's a little bit to do. You know, you got the stores you can go into. You know, if you want to catch a movie, go into the gym. They usually play like they're more focused on like kids movies, so whichever kid movie is out, big kid movie is out around that time is what they'll usually be playing. Not a ton. I mean, it's not like Charlotte or anything like that where you're gonna find like a crap ton of bars and stuff like that. But I mean, it's a nice little. I mean, if you enjoy going and walking down like small town, you like that small town feeling, then you know, want to go enjoy small town, then, you know, it's definitely the place for you.
Yeah. Well, you got it. I mean, I don't really have anything to add to it. So.
Surrounding area, I guess I'll give it a 6.5. Only, I mean, like I said, like, there's not a whole lot and like surrounding the ballpark.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like you're not gonna find a whole lot within walking distance unless you wanna walk. Unless you're just out for a brisk walk or mm-hmm. you know, you wanna get some exercise in. But once if you drive a little bit or walk a little bit further, then you know, you're gonna find a little bit. But it's not a big town, so you know, you're not gonna probably find a night full of partying or anything like that if you're looking for. So I feel like a 6.5 is it's a fair enough score.
I'll probably give it a little lower just because I'm not as familiar with it as you are. And
okay,
I'll do 5.5.
5.5?
Because really that's kind of baseline. I mean, it's not like in the, you know, it's not like a dump of a city or anything.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's fine.
No, I feel like that's fair enough. But that's what you want to give it. Like, I feel like this is one of those, like, experiences that would be better suited to revisit and come back and, re-review this experience. Like, maybe go down to Kannapolis and just walk downtown and do whatnot, and then go to a night game and see if the atmosphere and experience is just a little bit better.
Yeah, and we definitely plan on doing some, you know, revisiting these stadiums.
Yeah.
And seeing if things change, you know, our opinions change on some things. So.
Yeah, which we talked about before. Like, our opinions, I feel like this is one of those instances where, you know, we might go and our reviews will change quite a bit on this. But for now, we'll add up what we got. Pull the calculator.
Yeah.
All right, my numbers are 5.5, 7.5, 7, and 6.5.
Divided by 4. 6.6.
6.6, okay. And then, hold on. I'll type that in for you so we know. All right, your numbers are 4.5.
Oof, I forgot about
that. 6.5. 7, 5.5. Okay. 5.4.
5.9.
We're going to go 5.9. Okay. All right. 5.9 plus 6.6. 6.2.
6.35.
That's 6.3. Oh, yeah. I guess 6.25 to 6.3. My bad. I feel like that might be, like, I feel like for what we talked about, that might be fair.
Mm-hmm.
I just, like I said, I feel like.
Do you feel like it'd be higher if you were just doing your own score? Would it be higher or lower?
I feel like if certain circumstances had been different, then my review for this would have been higher.
Yeah.
But for what we experienced going down there for our first, like, ever Cannonballers game, I guess a 6.3 out of 10 is fair.
Yeah.
So, as far as I know, let me think. Because we still need to make a spreadsheet.
But it's on my computer. It's on my dead. Wait a minute. I might have this on my Google Sheets.
If you don't, then I think I can pull this from memory.
Yeah, you go for it.
Okay. So, you know, I feel like we might not have done a very good job of, you know, telling you where each thing lands. But if I remember correctly, still in first place is our experience at Carolina Panthers Fan Fest at Bank of America Stadium, which sits at a hefty 7.5.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm pretty sure we're now in second place overall, our experience, is the Cannonballers at 6.3. And then third would be the Carolina Disco Turkeys.
5.2?
I'm pretty sure it's 5.2.
Okay.
So this would be while those are our overall grades for minor league baseball, which I'm counting Carolina Disco Turkeys as minor league baseball.
Yeah.
We're just going to do that. So the Cannonballers are actually first overall for minor league baseball stadiums. And then the Disco Turkeys is at 5.2. Yeah. So second on our overall list under Carolina Panther Fan Fest, first overall in our review so far for minor league baseball ballparks.
Yeah.
Sound good?
Sounds good.
Yeah.
Okay. Sounds like it should be.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I think, so we've got a little bit of tease. We've got, I don't know what we're doing next episode. We haven't really discussed our topic, our off topic.
I guess we really haven't, have we?
Yeah, so we'll figure that out. We've got one more baseball stadium game to do. And then that might be it for baseball for the year.
Yeah, to next year.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I guess, unless you have anything else, I think that's it for me. Because, like I said, like you said, we haven't really talked about what to do for, you know, the next episode's topic.
Yeah.
I don't even know what to do. We'll figure something out good for you guys, though.
Yeah, yeah, it'll be a fun one. Yeah.
So, you don't have anything else?
Just be sure to check us out on Apple Podcast, Spotify, the Anchor site, wherever you listen to podcasts. We should be on there. If it allows ratings and reviews, do that. It helps us out.
Please
spread the word. And Nick, tell you where to follow us on social media.
Yeah, so we are on Facebook. We have our own little Facebook group. You know, if you just go on Facebook and go into the search bar, type in Cheering for the Cheap Seats, you know, we should be right there. If you don't know our logo by now, then I'm sorry. But we should be fairly easy to find. I don't feel like there's a whole lot of things on Facebook called Cheering for the Cheap Seats. But so we like to have a little bit of fun on our Facebook. I wish sometimes there was a little more interaction on our Facebook group.
I think it's getting there. I've seen a few more people posting stuff. Different people.
Commenting and stuff like that.
It's getting there.
But yeah, so we do anything. You know, we post, you know, funny pictures, funny sports pictures, funny sports memes. Mm-hmm. We share what's going on in the sports world that we find interesting. Mm-hmm. Haven't been to a whole lot of games recently, so we haven't really been able to post where we've been. But in the past, we have posted like what games we're going to, which we want to know what games you guys are going to too. So, I mean, that's, you know, we just want to have fun with our Facebook group.
Yeah.
If you're not a Facebook person, we're also on Instagram and Twitter and TikTok, surprisingly. So if you want to reach us there, then that is Cheer Cheap Seats. Cheering for the Cheap Seats was too long for us to get that handle on any of those, so we had to go with Cheer Cheap Seats. Anywhere else that we are? We're also Cheer Cheap Seats on Snapchat. Mm-hmm. I don't use Snapchat a whole lot, but you know, if you want to follow us, I do send out some stuff every once in a while. You know, Cheer Cheap Seats on Twitch, which is another one that we don't get to use too often. Because, you know, we haven't had a whole lot of chance to stream anything. We're on YouTube now.
Oh, yeah.
We haven't put in our episodes on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
No videos. We're hoping to get to live videos, or not live, but recorded videos one day. But
yeah, eventually.
Our audio is on YouTube. So if you're just on YouTube one day and you're bored and you're like, hey, I kind of want to listen to Cheer from the Cheap Seats, we're on there right now. I think that about covers other social media.
And I know we've got a Twitch channel, but we haven't done. Have you done any streams lately?
I have not. I have not really had the opportunity to.
Yeah.
So hopefully you'll be able to get that off the ground.
Yeah.
One day.
Nick got a game today that we've both been dying to play.
The wifey let me get it.
So hopefully we can bring that and stream some of that.
Do you want to tell them what it is?
Right, or that's
you
want to surprise them?
So for all those who are big on NFL football games, thought where you were going to leave me in suspense, didn't you?
Ha ha!
Ha ha!
Sorry, we got cut off there for a minute, but
somebody over here forgot to turn his phone on Do Not Disturb.
What can you do? Sorry, things happen.
Yeah, well, wifey was calling. So you guys should feel loved. He hung up on his wife for us to be able to finish this. Anyway, so you guys that have played NFL games in the past know that the holy grail of NFL football games has always been considered ESPN NFL 2K5.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So I have looked for this game for a while, mm-hmm. and it always seemed to be like super expensive. eBay, most people wanted, you know, $10-$12 mm-hmm. just for the disc.
Mm-hmm.
So I was able to find it on Facebook Marketplace for $13. Came with the case. Disc was almost in pristine condition. So when I found it, I'm like, you know, I'm married, so I have to go beg into the wife's bed for some stuff. But I'm like, can I please get this? She said yes. Finally came in the mail today. We got to play one quarter so far.
And it's every bit as good as I remember.
Yes. Yes, I was, you know, I probably creamed my pants a little bit. But, like, the game, I'm so excited to actually be able to sit down and play more of it. I have such fond memories of that game. I'm just super, super excited to just go back and revisit it. So I'm hoping that, you know, we'll actually have an opportunity come up to where we're able to live stream it and maybe start a franchise or something like that, you know, get some play in.
Yeah.
But so yeah, that's some exciting news. I'm really hoping that we're able to hop on Twitch soon, because I haven't been able to do it recently, you know, life and everything. But so yeah, that's pretty much where we are. Like I said, just find us on any social media. We'd like to hear from you guys, you know, like to get your input on what we're discussing for that week. And you know, unless you got anything else to add, I think we're good for tonight.
Yeah.
I know we went a little long-winded. Surprise.
Hey, let's just face it. This just might be what it is. About an hour, 45 minutes.
I don't ever think we're going to shut up. But anyways, guys, we really appreciate you listening. And until next time, keep cheering.
See ya.